Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Diana Wiley, and I'm your host of Love, Lust, and Laughter. Pleasure, passion is a sign of health, one of the vital signs, you know, like your pulse rate. I am very happy to have as my guest Dr. Ava Cadell. Now, Dr. Ava and I have been friends for how long, Ava? Maybe 15 years? I think even longer.
Hello, lovely Dr. Diana. We have been friends for over a decade in this lifetime and probably more in a past lifetime.
Oh, you know what? I think that's possible. Oh, so it's wonderful to have you on the program, and you've been on before. We've talked about tantric sexuality and other things, but this time your wonderful new website, sexpert.com. Now, you actually invented that word, as I understand it, quite a few years ago.
I did. I was the first sexpert, and now there's millions all over the world, so I'm very happy it took off.
Yes, it's wonderful. And I'm happy that I'm on your website, too, with, let's see, so far, four of my programs that you have up on sexpert.com. And that's great. And then we'll add this program today, because we're going to focus on a sexual pleasure and health. And these are really important. There are lots of research shows that besides improving physical health and potentially adding years to one's life, healthy sexual activity adds quality to those years as well. And we know that sexual satisfaction reduces tension, helps us sleep better, perhaps through the release of endorphins and other hormones. And so there are many, many benefits of sexuality and health, and we're going to talk about those on this program. Let's begin by talking, I mentioned a little bit just there, but about the health benefits of sex, the health benefits.
That's right. I mean, there are benefits physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually, even spiritually. But some of the ones that I think we all have heard of is like sex can burn 200 calories, you know, which is equal to 20 minutes on the treadmill. But it's so much more fun. So,
sex
can keep you fit and energetic. And what some people might not know is that it can also relieve pain. Pain from arthritis or headaches or even PMS. You mentioned the release of endorphins, and that's exactly right. It does release high levels of oxytocin that surge to like five times their normal level, you know, to alleviate pain. So what a wonderful reason to have sex.
Exactly. And Dr. Ava Cadell really knows what she's talking about because she has a doctorate in human behavior and human sexuality, and she's in private practice in Los Angeles, and, well, Dr. Ava's, she counsels Hollywood's elite.
You're so sweet.
On issues that range from...
We both, you know, are in each other's fan club, and we love working together.
Oh, that's a sweet way to put it, Ava.
Yes.
That's really nice.
And we're always on the same page, and so Dr. Diana has beautiful skin, and I think it's because she has a lot of sex. And what a lot of people don't know is that actually, when you have sex, it pumps higher levels of oxygen around the body, increasing the flow of blood, of course, and nutrients, but to the skin, as well as the sexual organs. And so it pushes newer, fresher skin cells to the surface, making your skin look even healthier, Diana.
Yeah, well, at my age, I appreciate that a lot.
anything to help us have even more confidence.
One study that was done showed that women, as they aged, they had fewer hot flashes when they had sex more frequently. And this may be because sexual activity helps regulate hormonal levels, which in turn affects the symptoms of menopause.
Indeed. And another study, this one from the University of Texas, showed that participants who had high sexual activity released more pheromones. And, of course, those are the chemicals that embrace your sex appeal, which is why the more sex you have, the more people will be attracted to you and the stronger your desire will be to have even more sex.
Boy, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yes. The more you get, the more you want. And on the other side, the less sex you have, the less sex you want. And I think it's the same with our sexual health. You know, we have to take responsibility for our own sexual health. It's not somebody else's job to look out.
Well, that's right.
For you.
Just what you just said, I thought about something else, and that is that the more orgasms a woman has, the more orgasms she's likely to have in the future. Because she learns about her sexual response and develops her orgasmic potential with both immediate gratification and long-term satisfaction. So as with, you know, it's as with any skill-based human motor function, all bodies come equipped with tools for orgasm, but without the proper education or opportunity to practice, many people never successfully achieve the, well, there's a, like a synergy of mind, body, and spirit to release this very unique and wonderful experience. There are so many things about frequent sex that really are such pluses because orgasm, well, we'll go into orgasm a little bit later, but orgasm is so important for health, too.
Well, whether you have a partner or not, you
really need to be
responsible for your own sexual health and pleasure.
Yes.
And one way is to become familiar with your body inside and out so that you know when it's out of balance, so that you know when you need to seek medical help or therapeutic help, or when you just need an orgasm and can self-pleasure yourself by knowing what it is that turns you on and surrendering yourself to the pleasure. So it's not, I always say knowledge is power, but sexual knowledge really equals sexual satisfaction.
Well, it does. Yes, sexual satisfaction. And I think it's also important in terms of maintenance of one's sexual life and being responsible for it. If you want to continue to restore your sexual life or even plan on doing maintenance, preventative work is important and some judicious interventions. And we'll talk about that more as we go along. Because sex needs to be intentional. It's just not going to be spontaneous. It's you've got to plan for it and do certain things. Let's get back to just an overall look of the health benefits of sex. And one of my favorite data points is this. In 2010, so, okay, 5 years ago, Brazil's Minister of Health made a surprising recommendation. And what he did, he encouraged Brazilians to have sex 5 times a week. And this would be as a countermeasure to the nation's hypertension epidemic. So,
wow.
I mean, that's
impressive.
I know.
Why doesn't our president say that? You know what our president should do? He should say that having regular sex is a natural antihistamine, and it can help unblock stuffy noses and combat the common cold. Finally, we found a cure for the cold.
That's right.
That would be great, you know. Corporations would really be happy because people wouldn't be taking so much time off work. And there is medical evidence, scientific evidence, that sex only twice a week showed 30% higher levels of an antibody known to boost the immune system and keep the body healthy. So we might not be as horny as the Brazilians, but at least if we could get couples to have sex twice a week, we'd be on our way.
Well, that's right. You're right about sex boosting the immune system. And, the research has shown that it does, and it increases the levels of the antibody. Well, it's shortened to IgA. So, I also really like this statistic that sex can lower the risk of cancer in men and women. A Minnesota study found that men who'd had intercourse more than 3,000 times in their lives had half the prostate cancer of those who had not. And it seems as though that intercourse tended to help a better prostate function and eliminated more waste products in their semen. Maybe even
right, and ejaculation, you know, too. If a man doesn't have a partner, just masturbation is really good for a man's health. And I think that's a very, very important reminder to all men listening.
Reminder.
And women, too. When your man says, "I'm horny," say, "Okay, sweetie. Go play with yourself. Go pleasure yourself, or let me watch you masturbate." If you're not in the mood to make love, always have an alternative so that you don't reject him and make him feel like a naughty little puppy. Because, yes, sex is good for men, especially, even more than for women, crazy as it sounds.
Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty important for women. But I like your suggestion that... And I suggest this to some of my clients, that they do either mutual masturbation or she watches him. And sometimes watching him, and then maybe he'll give her a back rub, then she might get more interested. And so the mutual masturbation thing or watching him can be a real plus.
Definitely, definitely. I agree.
Yeah. So... sex can improve your appearance and relationship. I read about researchers in Zurich, and they found that sex reduces cortisol and increases oxytocin. I think you already touched on that a little bit, which encourages positive communication and provides a reduction of stressful situations like an argument. So, and then having sex just twice a week increases the hormone DHEA, which research suggests can repair tissues, improve skin tone, and even stimulate natural collagen production to fight wrinkles.
I love that. Sex is good for your wrinkles.
Of course.
Yes.
You already alluded to my skin, which I thank you for very much, because I'm definitely a senior citizen, and I know I look better and I feel better because I'm having a lot of sex. So that's, I practice what I preach, so that's good. Also,
my favorite reason actually for having sex personally is that sex can help to get those creative juices flowing. And, you know, I'm always writing and contributing to magazines and doing
all
kinds of speeches.
Yes, you are. You have, how many books do you have under your belt now?
Nine books. And, and since, you know, sexual fulfillment does involve our brain, it can improve a variety of mental functions, including your concentration. So, you know, sex certainly makes my mind more active and my imagination even more wild. And so it helps me to help others have the best sex of their lives. So, but I'm really, you know, right now I'm really focused on helping people understand how to take responsibility for their sexual health and pleasure, because you can't have one without the other.
That's true. Yes, expand on that, please, Dr. Ava.
Well, the point is that, you know, we need to understand what sexual health is. I mean, for example, we are what we eat. Most people know that, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so that's very important. And to maintain sexual health for both men and women, we need to keep our sexual organs working in good condition. So whether we're with or without a partner, we can use sex toys, we can just fantasize, we can watch erotica or read erotica. That's very, very important. But more important is we need to know what sexual health issues are going to come up for us as we age, for mm-hmm. men and for women. And we need to understand what triggers some of those things, whether it is age or whether it's environment, whatever it is. And then we need to know how to take care of those things, because there is definitely a correlation between sexual health and sexual pleasure.
Absolutely. Sexual health and sexual pleasure, because people, you know, when if we're healthy, sex is likely to get better as we get older, because we're more differentiated. We can speak up about what we want and need, and you know, it's just it's absolutely true that that happens. That we have more confidence. Women can be more assertive, and men can be more romantic. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing as we age. And so go on, Dr. Ava, with what you were saying.
So, well, let's focus on women's sexual health first, some of the issues that we mm-hmm. are all going to come across, especially when you're over 50.
Yes.
So hot flashes. Not every woman gets them, but a lot do.
Mm-hmm.
Vaginal atrophy, especially if you don't use it, you will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Weight gain or weight loss, lack of desire. And, you know, then there's the really, really devastating things like heart disease that can affect women, you know, over 55. I think the statistics are that more than half of all of the deaths in women are caused by cardiovascular disease. And, of course, risk increases after menopause. But exercise and sex is actually one of the possible solutions so that you're not going to get sick. And, of course, a well-balanced diet is important. But then what about osteoporosis? You know, so many women who are sexual suffer from that. They have fragile bones, and they're at higher risk for fractures. And, again, the solution, exercise and sex and good nutrition. So it's so interesting that a lot of the issues that women have, the solution is sex. And, of course, routine care, going to have your pap smear, having colonoscopies and mammograms and bone density screenings, and taking responsibility for your health. So I think those are some of the female sexual health issues that come up, whereas for men it's completely different.
Yeah.
You know, they're affected
Wait, before we move on to men.
Oh,
you're
still on the women, Dr. Diana. I don't blame you.
Yeah. From a mechanical point of view, for women,
right.
It's all about hormones, muscles, pelvic anatomy, and pelvic function.
Yes.
And I think that for most women, midlife and beyond is a far cry from Sex and the City. So beginning late 40s or maybe even a little bit earlier, so teetering between PMS and hot flashes, many women deplore diminished sex drives. And then later, as menopause sets in, takes a firmer hold, they're dismayed about vaginal dryness that makes intercourse uncomfortable and even painful. And there are things that women can do about this, but it's a big discussion, especially between women and their doctors.
It's true, and a lot of gynecologists do not get enough education in sexual health. I mean, yes, they'll tell women to do their Kegel exercises, you know, when they are pregnant, but what about doing Kegel exercises when you don't have any children? You still need to do them to maintain, as you said, strong pelvic muscles and to maintain lubrication and to prevent atrophy. And I'm so happy now there are devices that have come out that do your Kegels for you, because a lot of women have no idea how to do them.
Yes, and they're not given very good instructions. So you have on your website, sexpert.com, a wonderful device, and I have tried it. I don't particularly need it because I have a wonderful fiancé partner and I'm in good sexual health. But I did try it, and I can see how it would be. It's called Intensity, and it's on your website. And it really is an amazing device. And would you talk about that, Dr. Ava?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, I had Intensity send you one because I was so excited about the sexual health device. It's not a sex toy. It is a sexual health device.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for women because it does your Kegel exercises for you. But it's also very versatile because it has these inflatable shafts with 5 levels of vibration on the internal and the external clitoris, or the clitoris and the G-spot, however you want to define it. But it is a way to, you know, stimulate the muscles, the pubococcygeus muscle, we'll call it PC for short, or love muscle, which I really like, and it gets the blood flowing. So it gives your pelvic floor muscles a really good workout, and you can either turn that portion off and then rev up the vibrations, and, you know, you can turn the intensity like 90 degrees. So the stimulation pads, they hit different parts of your muscle groups, and you can experiment with it and find out what's most comfortable and what's most pleasurable for you. So I think this is such an important device that every woman should really, really have one. And that's why I asked them if they would please give me a promo code so that your listeners would get a discount wanted to buy one. And they said yes. They said you just have to go to pourmoi.com, which means for me in French, and it's spelled P-O-U-R. M-O-I. And then if you use the coupon code 50, and then free, you will get 50% off your Intensity. And
I love it.
I just can't recommend it highly enough, because I've had clients who've had their first orgasm using it, and I've had other clients who have used it purely to strengthen their muscles, and their partners can't stop thanking me for that. But on a more serious note, it does also help with incontinence. And I don't know if you've ever Googled pee when I exercise, but it's one of the top searched phrases. And, you know, women don't want to be afraid that they're going to pee during exercise or even pee during laughter. And so the Intensity is a wonderful device that can give you pleasure with a purpose.
I like that so much, pleasure with a purpose. The
number one reason
that women, older women, often they're divorced or especially widowed, and I'm thinking about my 93-year-old mother who's in a high-end retirement community, But the number one reason that women go into these kinds of places is urinary incontinence.
That's right.
A huge problem.
It's absolutely true. And for those women, for those older ladies, I actually recommend another device called the Apex. APEX.
Yeah, talk about that.
Apex. This is from incontrolmedical.com.
Incontrolmedical.com.
Yes. The Apex is an FDA-cleared device, and it's for treatment of bladder stress urge and mixed incontinence. And what I love about it is that they can be used at home with no pills, no pain, and no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already incorporated into the care routines of many clinics to treat postpartum issues. So there are lots of physicians and hospitals that include the Apex as their postpartum standard of care, which means that every woman, you know, at her six-week checkup after baby, they get one to take home with them so they can get back into the pre-baby shape.
Mm-hmm.
But for the older ladies who are unable to take care of themselves, I think it's a mandatory device that they should have in those homes because, you know, it's urinary incontinence. It can have such a terrible effect on women that impacts the quality of their lives from not only negative body image, but to the avoidance of even socializing.
That's true. Or traveling.
Or traveling.
Because they're going to be embarrassed.
Right. And so I think it's so important that we just give women this knowledge and let them know that there are options out there which are safe and secure and will empower women.
Well, yes, and that's really important. Without medical side effects, because lots of medicines can impact one's back to sexuality, can impact one's sexuality, medication side effects. So Apex is with, it's all natural.
It's all natural. Yeah.
And that,
now,
and
sorry,
that's on your website. No, that you need to Google.
You do.
Apex.
But if you go to the pourmoi.com website,
right,
they also write about the Apex. They have a lot of information on the intensity and the Apex with videos showing how it works. Yes, absolutely.
So pourmoi.
Yes.
.com. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'll write
now,
this up when
I
do.
Are you ready for the men yet?
Yes, of
Diana.
Course.
Yes.
I'm usually ready for men.
I knew you would be. So now men have different sexual health issues.
Yes, they do.
Most commonly and most embarrassingly are, of course, the erectile dysfunctions and the Peyronie's disease. Certainly the prostate problems from frequent urination to prostate cancer can all affect men, especially after the age of 50. But also the testosterone deficiency can make them, you know, feel like their libido is not as high, and it makes a lot of men feel inadequate. They want to feel like heroes in the bedroom. And so there are a couple of amazing devices that I just have to share with you for men.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
so the first one, is a new device that comes with a DVD and a book and a brochure and an actual device, which is a weight that you will put on to the penis. It's called Private Gym.
And,
it's
and I know that's on your
program.
Website with a nice
it is.
Write-up by Dr. Don and
Dr. Hernando Chavez, Dr.
And,
Don Edkus.
Yes.
There are so many amazing urologists and sex therapists who are promoting the Private Gym. It is recommended for men who want to develop pelvic muscle strength. And the program, the DVD program and the book, it guides you through a series of exercises that basically isolate and build the male pelvic muscles. And then the pelvic muscles, of course, are essential for sexual, urinary and prostate health, and it can help with sexual performance, erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and incontinence. So it's almost the female version of the intensity. And so I called the guys at Private Gym, and I said, I need to offer Dr. Diana's listeners a discount with a promo code. So they said, okay.
Oh, great. All right, I'm writing it down, and I'll put it in my write-up, my summary.
Great. They said you can get a 20% off if you order from privategym.com, and you use the promo code SEXPERT20.
SEXPERT20, okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so that's the 20% off.
That's the 20% off, absolutely. And they've had lots of amazing reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Something else which I just found out from them yesterday, actually, I was talking to the CEO, David Mandel, and he said that now Private Gym has joined forces with another amazing sexual health device for men called Vibrect. And it's V-I-B-E-R-E-C-T. And this is a device which enables penile erection in men with ED, and it provides stimulation for those with spinal cord injuries.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I have
worked occasionally, and right now even with a long-term client who's disabled, and yes, sex
and disabilities.
Isn't that fantastic?
Because you know
wonderful.
That near and dear to my heart is working with people who have disabilities. And so I'm always looking for something that can help to empower them.
Yes.
And so this Vibrect is incredible. And I'm going to be demonstrating all of these innovative sexual health devices at the Sexual Health Expo in New York on September the 19th.
There's also information about that on your website. I found that very interesting. So you'll be a speaker there.
I will.
That'll be this SHE. It's the acronym is SHE, Sexual Health Expo. And you'll be there in New York from September the 18th to the 20th. All of this information is on Dr. Ava's website, sexpert.com. And that'll be fun for you to be in New York City doing this.
I always have fun, and it's open to the public.
I know
they can
too.
Also go to
one of the reasons that you're my friend. You're a fun friend. Right.
No,
it's
we
really
love to travel, and we love to spread our message of healthy sexuality.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and, you know, again, the correlation is you're doing something great for your body by using, you know, the muscle stimulations, and you're strengthening your pelvic floor. And that leads to increasing the power and the intensity of your orgasm and your partner's orgasm. I mean, it's the results are just win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Win-win. The correlation between sexual health and pleasure, back when I was in Los Angeles, as you know, I worked at UCLA's Female Sexual Medicine Center, and even for younger women, oftentimes after a blood test, testosterone was prescribed, because with chronic stress, the levels of testosterone would go down. And it's really true that testosterone is the gas in the tank for our libidos.
Yes.
And I have been on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for many years now, which includes testosterone, and I think testosterone is fabulous. The other thing that needs to be replaced often, because we're talking about the hormones now, is estrogen, because when it falls, when it's low, the functioning level of female sexual response is also low. And it turns out that the labia and the clitoris have erectile muscles. And then these muscles have a lot to do with a woman's sensitivity and response to sexual touch. So estrogen receptors are very active in the vulva and the vagina. So during periods of estrogen deprivation, the skin in both becomes thin and dry, and the flow through the capillaries is impaired. So that's why intercourse can become painful.
Yes, so, it's so true. And a lot of women will give up mm-hmm. when they have those symptoms because they just think that they can never be repaired. But it's not true. There's so much help for women out there today, just as much as for men. It used to be very different. But now there's help for single women and single men and couples. And I actually encourage my couples to practice sexual health and pleasure together through, you know, some sexercises, whether it's nude yoga or kissing push-ups or erotic squats or doing their Kegels with the intensity in the private gym. You know, you can add playfulness into your sex life while keeping it healthy.
So this is how you encourage sexual health and make it fun.
Got to make it fun because, you know, a lot of people do take sex way too seriously.
Yes, that's
and
right.
I always say that my definition of sex is adult play. And even though, some of the issues can be very serious, we do need to sometimes not take ourselves too seriously and find the positive and find the pleasure. And it'll just make everything so much easier. And one has to be flexible, I think, too, not only physically but by mind. You have to have a flexible mind to try different things as you get older because our body does change. But I think that it also changes positively, not only negatively. What do you think about that? I know it's your specialty. I think so.
For one thing, we're often more confident, more sexually confident, more confident across the board. So we're able to speak up and say what we want and need, and as women, and we feel more differentiated. David Snarch talks about this quite a lot in his work, and he'll say that that sex gets better, not worse, as you get older, because it's about your frame of mind and emotional connection with your partner. You can be yourself. You don't work on your marriage works on you, he says. It's a people growing system, but it's learning. And this is a part of what makes sex better, because you can't really do this when you're 24, typically. But you can do it when mm-hmm. you're older, mm-hmm. because differentiation involves learning to balance your individuality, that would be your separateness, with your emotional connection to someone else, the togetherness.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't usually happen when you're younger. It happens when you're older because you're more confident.
It's very, very true. And then today, you know, there's so much information on the internet, accurate information. I mean, mm-hmm. for example, you know, private gym use Dr. Andrew Siegel, who is a urologist, as one of their spokespeople. And he wrote a book which is included in the whole program. And I think that's so smart because it mm-hmm. gives people a lot of confidence and, you know, intensity. They share stories from women who have endorsed it simply by saying it literally saved their marriage, or it gave them back the quality of their lives, because after giving birth, you know, they were very loose and they were afraid that they were broken, literally. And then when they used this, the incontinence was gone and their hemorrhoids were better and their husband was happy. And so it's really worth, I think, looking at the reviews of sexual health items, just as if you were looking for a good restaurant to go out for a romantic date.
Yeah,
we have to do our research and have a look at the doctors, you know, who are associated with these different products, the medical doctors, the therapists. You know, you and I are very choosy about what products we promote because we want to make sure that they really do work and that they really can help others. You know, otherwise we would be promoting everything and anything, but we can't do that because we take our professions very, very seriously. And, you know, and our brand, you know, when you put your name on the line, you've got to make sure that it's with integrity.
Absolutely. And that's why I try everything before I recommend it.
I love sending you products, by the way, Dr. Diana.
Did you know I'll try them?
You will try anything and everything, and that's what I love about you. You're very adventurous.
Well, that actually is pretty important to have that attitude of, and then you can remain sexual for a very long time, and it'll benefit your health and. But to have an open attitude and an open-hearted attitude can make sex better too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And and it's how you present it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's again, you can have a gynecologist present something and then a sex therapist present the same topic and it's going to be completely different, especially when you talk about something like sexual health and pleasure. Because
yes.
The gynecologists don't know that much about pleasure. My gynecologist sends me women whenever they need a vibrator. And I think it's hilarious. But having said that, I'm very grateful to him because I'm able to help these women who would not have known where to go. And I always praise them for having the confidence, the boldness to ask an old male gynecologist of what they can do to help them with the discomfort they're having during sex.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, I often recommend particular toys and there are some partners, male partners, that are not too many, fortunately, but some, who are a little bit intimidated. They don't see the sex toy as a friend, somebody who can kind of help them when they get tired or help their partner reach orgasm more easily because here's the toy going at 3,000 RPMs a minute, which no tongue, penis, or finger can go. And so some men are intimidated. They say, well, oh, I wish I could do that for her. Well, a little change in focus is often helpful there. See it as your friend, not as your competitor.
That's right. So, I mean, a toy or even a sexual health device can't cuddle, can't take you out for dinner.
Exactly.
Can't give you compliments. So I'm... You know, always a little suspicious of the people who are threatened by an object like that. But sometimes it's just because they don't understand the value. And also that variety. Mm-hmm. Variety in life is important and variety in the bedroom is important. But what I found is very interesting. And that is that people always think that everybody else is having more sex or better sex than
true.
They are.
Yeah. That's true.
So the question that I ask is, how do you know when you're having enough sex?
You know, how do you, yes. So say more about that, Ava.
Well, of course, you know, you can ask your friends and compare notes. Yes. Or you can look on the internet, but that doesn't really give you the answer. Now, for some people, I think it's sex every day. For others, it's twice a week. For others, it's once a month. I think it all depends upon you and your partner's sex drive, how busy you are, how much sleep you need, whether you're a mom, you know, how long your commute is to work, or how long you're in a relationship for. So it really comes down to preference. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to let people know that there is no norm. I personally believe quality is more important than quantity.
I do too.
And I do believe that you need to state your desires if you're in a relationship. So if you want to have sex three times a week, don't expect your partner to be able to read your mind. You know, you need to say, hey, when we were first dating, we had sex at least three times a week, and I really miss the intimacy with you. You are so good at giving oral sex. You are so sexy when you do a striptease for me. Now, notice, I could be the man or the woman.
I know.
Because, yes, yes. So, of course, it all boils down to intimate communication.
Yes.
And I do think bringing things home, whether it's a sex toy or a sexual health product, and saying, hey, let's do this together. I was listening to Dr. Diana's radio show. I was at this amazing website called sexpert.com. I got a great deal on the Intensity, the Apex, and Private Gym. Let's do some sexual workouts together. And I think this is going to lead to more, you know, orgasms for us. What do you think about that? I can't imagine that any man or woman would say, I don't think so, you know, or poo-poo that in any way. What do you think?
I don't think so either. I think it's a great way to open a conversation, and the best way for couples to have better sex is a four-letter word, and it's not F-U-C-K, it's T-A-L-K. It really is. They gotta talk.
I like that. I'm always going to remember you by that now.
Oh,
I love that. I love that.
Well, but it's really true, and so many couples, I mean, you've worked with couples, you know this, and I know it, that a lot of them do have trouble with sexual communication, and just seeing a sex therapist can make a difference, because we model good sexual communication for the couple and help them with words, because sometimes they don't always have a language for sexual parts. And maybe they grew up in a family that was uncomfortable with sexuality, and they wouldn't say, for instance, they wouldn't say penis, they would say pee-pee, or, you know, something. And I've always thought that it's such a good idea with one's children to use correct anatomical parts. And it thrills me that my daughter does this with my grandsons, who are 3 and 5. So they know the correct names for parts.
But yeah, that's really important. And another thing about communication is, you know, if you're married to somebody who's predominantly left-brained and you're right-brained, then your language skills are completely different. And in one of my latest books, Neurolovology,
I tell people how to communicate.
Yeah. Sorry?
Talk about your latest book. Yes, please.
Well, Neurolovology is all about neuroscience blended with the science of love and sex. And in it, I report that if you have sex just twice a week, it can help to grow your brain cells, grow your relationship, and grow your sexual horizons. And the book is just filled with lots of scientific evidence and lots of what I call neurosizes for singles and couples that will guarantee both sexual health and pleasure. So it's a labor of love that I wrote. Took me over a year, and I think it's probably the best book I've ever written. So I'm very proud, and it was endorsed by Dr. John Gray, who wrote, of course, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And so I'm just very excited to have the book out there. And what you might not know is there's an audio book available now. And you can win my audio book this month at sexpert.com. Every month we give a raffle, and we raffle off things, you know, like the intensity and private gym. But this month we are raffling off my audio of Neurolovology, and it's free to enter, and somebody's got to win. So hopefully it'll be one of your listeners.
Terrific. I've always admired how you promote sexuality through your books and through your websites and promote healthy sexuality. You're younger than I am, but you've always been a mentor for me. And yes, true.
Well, you for me too. I mean, I have the highest regard for you, and I love working with you and collaborating with you. And I'm so excited that you are one of my, or probably the best. Forget one of my. You are the best sexpert on sexpert.com because you have more experience, I think, than anyone else. You have over 30 years' experience as a board-certified sex therapist and a licensed marriage and family therapist. Many of my sexperts don't have those qualifications that you do have. And you're a great writer and a great host.
Oh,
and
thank you,
also
Ava.
Were an appointed delegate by President Clinton.
I know
to the White House
that's
Conference
something
on
that
Aging.
I am grateful for.
Yes.
The White House Conference on Aging occurs about every 10 years, and I read recently that Obama's going to do another one, but when Clinton appointed me, it was 1995, so that's 20 years ago, so it's not been offered for a while. I was the only delegate to talk about sexuality. And of course, a lot of people would say...
And that makes you the best sexpert, the most senior sexpert, the most renowned sexpert. I think he should have married you, not Hillary.
Well, what Ava knows that maybe the listeners don't know is that Bill Clinton and I dated in 1969 when I was in England and he was a Rhodes Scholar, and then we continued our friendship beyond that, and I went to two or three of his inaugurations in Little Rock and one of them for the President of the United States. So it's a friendship that I value very much. Ava, I'm not, obviously Hillary is brilliant and she is a political animal. She's running for president now, and I never was all that interested in politics, really. But something that I remember that will be with me forever is that in 1969, sitting on the top of University College's roof with Clinton and several other Rhodes Scholars, and they were talking about all kinds of things. This would be under the moonlight. We'd sit on the roof. And I thought, I have nothing to contribute. Doesn't matter, though. I'm just so privileged to be in the presence of such young brilliance. And even at that time, Clinton talked about wanting to be president one day. And fortunately, I saved all the letters he wrote to me. I had to press the
end. Well, I was just going to say, I think you should write an article. There's nothing more timely than when Hillary is running for you to write an article about dating her husband.
Before
they were married, of course.
A little tricky, but...
saying all the wonderful things. Mm-hmm. I mean, you haven't said anything bad about Bill Clinton. So
no, I never have.
I think you should write an article for sexpert.com on the topic, and it will go viral. I think your listeners... would love to hear thing about when you were dating, you know, Bill Clinton. I mean, let's face it, it will have love, lust, and laughter in the article. So it's perfect.
Well, you're inspiring. We'll see. One reason.
And then you know what's going to happen? You'll have a book publisher come and offer to publish a whole book on it.
Oh, I would never do a whole book on it, but I've been postponing my own memoir forever, and I do plan to talk some about that. But one reason I'm an FOB, friend of Bill's, is that Bill
an
is...
An FOB is a
yeah,
friend of Bill's?
Yeah, this was very big
like
at the first inauguration for president, because I have never talked about our sex life. And he appreciates that. I have loyalty around there. So
different. I mean, most people have talked about their sex life with Bill Clinton in a very sort of notorious fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yours would be a little different.
Probably.
Right? Yes. Yours would be dignified.
So let's... I appreciate your enthusiasm, babe. I really do. And I will take this under consideration for sure. Let's move back to you, though, and talk about how you will be presenting at the Sexual Health Expo. And there is information on sexpert.com about that. You'll be in New York from September the 18th to the 20th. And
yes, and they can also go to sexualhealthexpo.com and see all the top sexologists, which are going to have their own topics, such as Dr. Hernando Chavez. You've had him on your show.
He's
going to be doing my favorite topic, which is unique orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
He and I actually wrote this together.
Oh, really?
And we did it together here in L.A., but this time they want me to do a presentation on sex and disabilities. And nobody else wanted to speak, so I said, okay, I'll do it. And I will make it fun.
Good for you. Honestly, I just, there's so much need for discussion about this. And I'm so glad you're doing it.
Thank you.
Yes. So we need to stop here, and we haven't even begun to talk about everything, but I hope you'll come back. We'll have a follow-up, part two, because I think that discovering pleasure with another is like, I don't know, pouring cement into a foundation, because physical touch that leads to a static release not only releases hormones and endorphins that promote health and longevity, but also serve as a basis for real biological bonding. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Ava?
I agree with everything that you say, Dr. Diana. You are amazing. And I thank you for having me on your show. And I look forward to our next time.
I look forward to that, too. Thank you, Dr. Ava. You're just such a superb, interesting guest. Really appreciate you. And people, go to sexpert.com. I'll write this up here shortly so you'll see it, and the show will be archived.
Ti divertirai. Che traguardi vuoi farmi trovare?